We are one with Christ, October 19. We dwell in him and he in us. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him, John 6:56. The contemplation of the Word of God will make us wise unto salvation. The knowledge of this Word will ensure our happiness and our success in the perfection of Christian character. All who in faith receive the Word of God will be doers of that Word. Their minds will be enlarged by a true knowledge which Christ represents as eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. And as they practice the truth, they hold forth the Word of life to others. Thus they become an influence among influences, a savor of life unto life. Christ said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. As the living Father has sent me and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven." Satan will do everything he can to satisfy the appetite for food that does not pertain to the knowledge of the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Those who retain the grosser traits of character, who continue to reveal human defects in their words and disposition, bear testimony that they are not eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. It is the Word of God abiding in the heart that will quicken the spiritual faculties. Jesus has loved man and has made every provision that the blood-bought soul shall have a new birth, a new life derived from his own life. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Those who believe in Christ derive their motive power and the texture of their characters from him in whom they believe.